With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says President Trump's tariffs and stock market drops are not the biggest economic problem right now.
What's not good for the economy is this government shutdown. I don't know what Democrats are thinking here, because they're going to own it. And to the extent that it hurts confidence, hurts the American people, we have had incredible Republican unity since January 20th. And the fact that the Democrats are in disarray, they're flailing.
Lawmakers have until Friday night at midnight to find an agreement on a continuing resolution. So far, not enough votes for cloture. Also at SRNnews.com, a Tesla dealership in Oregon is targeted by gunfire for the second time in a week. Police say more than a dozen shots hit cars in the showroom. A security guard was at the building when the shooting happened but wasn't hurt. Police are working with the FBI and ATF on the investigation. President Trump says attacks on Elon Musk and Tesla will be treated as domestic terrorism. Quite a scare for dozens of older residents in Denver following an explosion and fire at an assisted living facility. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
10 people were taken to hospitals after fire officials believe a power line was accidentally struck during construction work, causing an explosion and fire at the Eastern Star Masonic Retirement Campus in Denver. The Denver Fire Department says fire officials were able to bring Wednesday's blaze under control. Resident Barbara Hinchy tells KUSA-TV she was sitting in her chair when a blast shook the room, and she says she felt the boom. A total of 87 people were displaced. The American Red Cross of Colorado says all the residents who were not taken to the hospital have been picked up by family members or moved in to temporary housing. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. A victory for parental rights in Pennsylvania.
A three-judge panel of the Commonwealth Court has ruled that the Downingtown Area School District must allow parents full access to diversity, equity, and inclusion lesson plans being used on their children. School officials had rejected a request from one mother saying the DEI lessons were, quote, a trade secret. Conservative education activists say parents all across the nation need to find out what their children are being taught. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled that Japan's refusal to legally recognize same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the Nagoya High Court in central Japan marks the ninth victory out of 10 rulings since queer trans groups first started filing lawsuits in 2019. The decision was also the fourth high court ruling in a row that found the current government policy unconstitutional after similar decisions in Tokyo. This is SRN News. Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira pleads guilty to military charges of obstructing justice.
Teixeira's plea agreement calls for dishonorable discharge and no confinement, which the judge approved. But it's not clear whether the judge will accept the plea agreement. The Massachusetts Air National Guard member was already sentenced in federal court last year to 15 years in prison for violating the Espionage Act. Teixeira's sharing of highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine amounted to the most consequential national security breach in years. John Scott reporting.
A Connecticut woman is accused of holding her stepson captive for 20 years while starving him. Kimberly Sullivan was taken into custody Tuesday. Police say the now 31-year-old man had been enduring prolonged abuse, starvation, and severe neglect. He weighed only 68 pounds when he escaped by setting fire to the house. More details at SRNnews.com.